Everybody, today is Monday, March 5th. Getting back at it today after taking a day off yesterday. Had an interesting conversation with my wife today around things that we're dealing with, you know, personally and emotionally. And it's got me to thinking about, you know, addicts and how we deal with our behavior and the fine line that we play between, you know, enablement and you know, cutting it off completely and what might be best for us. You know, back in the time where, you know, I was dealing with everything a few years ago, I completely cut myself off from, you know, everything from gambling, to my gambling friends, reading articles. You know, it was some, I completely turned myself off to it. Completely rejected the notion that I wanted anything to do with it. I wanted to look at it. I wanted to be a part of it. Nothing. And a couple of years went by, and that was okay, and made it through everything. And then the urges started to come back, and the struggle started to come back really, really strong. And then this time, my latest relapse, you know, I made the decision to cut everything off again and not do anything, not look at anything, not be a part of anything. And then, you know, the urges the past several days have come back really, really strong. And what I've been noticing, what I've been realizing is, you know, there's a fine line that we have to play as addicts between enabling ourselves and protecting ourselves. You know, for an alcoholic, for example, is it possible for an alcoholic to go out with some of his friends and have one drink and remain in control and, you know, have a good time? I honestly feel like, yeah, that's possible. I feel like, but I also feel like everybody is different. I feel like everybody's situation is different. Accountability is different. Support system is different. I find that people have to do what's best for them. And what I'm finding is best for me is not to completely ostracize myself from the gambling, poker, whatever community, but more to just lightly involve myself in terms of not playing at all, but still reading articles, still, you know, learning and understanding and finding out, you know, researching. I find that if I do that, if I keep a little bit of myself involved from a knowledge perspective, it actually really helps me to self-accept, if you will. And that's a big thing that I hope for all addicts is that, and for anybody in general, to be honest, is, you know, so many times we look at ourselves and making these mistakes and we're like, I have to reject that part of me. It's not who I am. It's not, that's not me. And I want to cut every piece of that out of my life. But in doing that, you risk the psychological effect of not accepting yourself for who you are. And not being able to, you know, truly understand who you are and what you do and the good and the bad. And I really feel like everybody's true self lies in both the light and the dark. And to cut the dark out is almost to push a part of your identity away. And it can have pretty lasting recurring effects on your psychological state, on your, you know, your addictive nature. It can do a lot of things. Maybe for some people it helps. Maybe they're able to cut that part out of their lives and they're able to move forward and so be it. But I've found just through multiple trials in my life that the best thing that works for me is when I can still look myself in the mirror, understand who I am, what it is that I'm doing, and accept it. This is part of me, and it will always be a part of me. And me involving myself to a certain extent of that helps me keep that little part of me alive and helps me keep it real. It's difficult to keep it bay sometimes, but it's almost like the lesser of two evils. If I can inform myself and I can accept myself and I can still be a part of all the things that I know that I am that helps me extremely, and it allows me to be able to look in the mirror and be like, yeah, I'm good today. Cutting myself off completely doesn't work for me. Not from an action standpoint. I know, understand that I still can't partake in the action, but it's so gambling is an odd addiction in that way, is that I can read and look and still be a part of the community without participating, whether it be alcoholics or drug addicts, whatever you want to look at. You can't really do that. Maybe some people can. Maybe some alcoholics can go out and have fun with their friends and not drink and be in an environment like that and succeed. Maybe some people can't. I really truly believe it depends on the person and their level of addiction and the accountability they have to themselves and to others. It really is dependent on the person. I'm just giving my point of view in that in my experience and myself as a person, I find that if I am still involved in the community without partaking in the action, it allows me to accept myself and look at that negative side as like, this is still part of me. I can still be who I am and do to an extent do the things that I want to do without putting myself or my family or my friends or anybody at risk. So one thing I hope and wish for you all is you look in the mirror and you search and you understand yourself and you accept yourself for who you are and what it is that you do, flaws and not, good and bad, light and dark, flaws, imperfections, everything. Because I feel like the only way to live life happy is to accept yourself for who you are and be wholly and unequivocally yourself. So, again, I hope all of you are well. Hope you all had a great weekend. Hope you had a kick-ass Monday and have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you guys soon.